today, we're diving deep into a really dark story. It's a narrative about a complete psychological breakdown where a deep friendship turns into absolute terror. And loyalty? Well, loyalty gets paid for in blood. This is what happens when a man gets pushed way, way past his breaking point.
So, let's set the scene. We're out in the merciless desert heat, and we meet our protagonist, Ricky. This is a guy who's living right on the edge, totally consumed by paranoia and just sheer exhaustion. He doesn't even sleep in his house anymore. Nope. He camps out under the stars with his pack of dogs as his only guards. Every little sound, every shadow, it's a potential threat in this world that has become his own personal war zone.
So you have to ask, how did he get to this point? I mean, what brings a man to this? To really get it, we've got to look at the central relationship in this whole story and the absolute betrayal that just shattered his world.
And just look at the history here. For 15 years, Harvey wasn't just some friend to Ricky. He was like a brother, you know, his closest confidant. They bonded over motorcycles, cars, those long desert roads. Harvey was the one who was there when Ricky's dad passed away. He visited Ricky's sick mom every single day. He even stood up for him against bullies. In every sense of the word, Harvey was his protector. And, you know, the closer that bond, the deeper the wound when it all comes crashing down. The contrast here is just, it's so jarring. On one side, you have this memory of Harvey, the loyal protector, and on the other, you have the chilling reality of the man who shows up on his property, totally emotionless, talking about a warning while he's holding a knife. The one person he trusted more than anyone had become the very source of all his fear.
But that confrontation, ooh, that was only the beginning. This betrayal wasn't just a one-time thing. It was the start of a relentless, brutal campaign designed to completely and totally break Ricky's spirit.
And you can just see how methodical this all was. It starts with things like stolen mail and cut phone lines, you know, classic psychological warfare stuff. But then it gets way more personal. Slashed tires, his mailbox smashed up, super glue on his doorknobs. And finally, it turns physically threatening when a brick comes crashing through his window. This was a systematic, terrifying assault on his sanity.
So, of course, this constant pressure just creates this intense storm inside Ricky's head. He starts to doubt everything, even his own reality. Was this really happening, or was he going crazy? And the campaign was so effective that the people he reached out to for help, they started to back away. People in his community started whispering. Even his own therapist eventually dropped him, citing safety concerns, which left Ricky completely and utterly alone.
And here it is. The cruelest twist of all. When Ricky actually goes to Harvey, the man he once saw as his protector, and tells him his fears, he just dismisses him. This is classic cruel gaslighting, telling him it's all in his head, he's just stressed, all while avoiding eye contact. Harvey was actively trying to make Ricky believe he was the broken one, which just piled on top of the betrayal and pushed him even further into isolation.
This whole thing pushed Ricky right to his absolute limit. But there was one final act, one line that once crossed, there was no coming back from. And it's what turned all that fear and paranoia into pure white-hot rage.
Okay, to really understand what happens next, you have to understand who his dogs were to him. Samson, Luna, Bear, Buster, Max, and Rocky. I mean, when you're pushed into that kind of extreme isolation, your animals can become your lifeline. They weren't just pets. In a world full of betrayal, they were his proof of loyalty. They were his family. Simple as that.
So the final act kicks off with a terrifying high-speed chase. A local rancher, another person from his community who's turned against him, tries to run Ricky right off a cliffside road. He barely escapes, and then he hears it. A sound that just cuts through the desert air, a piercing whine full of pain. It's one of his dogs. He runs and finds his husky, Luna, her leg caught in a brutal snare trap. And as he's trying to free her, he sees it. Pieces of poisoned meat scattered all around. This wasn't some accident. This was a deliberate, malicious trap set for his family. This was an act of war.
He rushes back towards Harvey's ranch, his mind just racing with dread, and that's when he sees the most horrific sight you can imagine. His other five dogs, Samson, Bear, all of them, they're just lying there on the ground, motionless. They'd been poisoned. In that one single moment, his entire world, his whole family was just gone.
This was the point of no return. All the grief, all the betrayal, all the rage, it all just came together in one final violent act that brings this whole dark story to its grim conclusion. Ricky, just fueled by this hatred that burned hotter than the desert sun, drives straight to Harvey's house. He kicks the door in, rifle in hand, ready for it all to end. And what does he find? He finds Harvey just sitting there calmly in his living room, sipping a whiskey like nothing even happened. The contrast is just chilling.
So Ricky confronts him, screaming, accusing him of everything. And Harvey's response? Well, this is what seals his fate. There's no remorse, no fear, just this cold, casual dismissal of the lives he just took. They were just dogs, Ricky. Collateral damage.
And that was it. Hearing the lives of his family, his entire world, reduced to collateral damage, it just snapped the very last thread of restraint Ricky had. He shot Hervey. In that instant, he got his revenge.
And so, Ricky's vengeance was complete. He avenged his pack, the only family he had left. But we're left with this question, right? When you answer that kind of profound pain with an act of ultimate violence, does it actually end the suffering? Or does it just trap you in a new kind of prison? Is a cycle of violence like this ever truly over?